You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of year you think Bose has had? And you said I'll give him a C+.
And I stand by that, bud.
Well, that shows.
What would you give him?
I'd give him at least a B.
But there is no at least. What's the grade?
A B. Right. I'd give him a B.
All right.
He was all over the field last night. All over. You know, you can't get 9 sacks a game. The sack leader doesn't end up with 79 sacks in a year.
You can't bait me.
Oh.
You just can't. It's a beautiful victory Monday. I'm here for you, buddy.
Not for you. Well, who are you a fan of last night? I guess whatever team won.
Warriors.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, by the way, D'Anthony Melton will also be out Tuesday night.
What's him?
Right forearm.
And let me guess, you can't believe it. You can't believe it. A guy's gotten hurt. You can't. It's just unbelievable, right? You just can't believe
play.
It. No, seriously.
That, what, 12:30
I mean,
last night?
Why don't you say something about him quitting like you did about Debo last week? Debo tried to play, couldn't, and then he said he quit. It's a bad look.
I'm going to give you 60 or 120.
Melton.
How many more seconds before you change this bid?
Yeah, I don't know. Illegal.
Yeah,
we got an hour left.
Yeah.
You're listening. Let's see if we can. Let's start moving some furniture.
Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, HD1. Oh, clap during the middle of the legal.
Let's go to the legal.
Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Oh, you're fighting yourself.
No, I'm not.
Don't try to front like you talk to me like that outside
of here. What are you going to do about it?
Boy, you know, they lock me up.
Please.
It'd be elder abuse.
You have no idea how I scrap. None. And you know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I'm getting close to being in the first fight of my life today.
With Evan, not me.
Any of you. I'll take you all on. Except Chicory, 6'8", 220.
Carter, yeah, that's my young goon. And we got Lucas in here.
I'll fight him.
Right, look, hey, don't sleep on the pitcher.
What pitcher?
You want no
he
part.
He pitches on Sundays. He plays baseball with his dad. That don't warm your heart.
You
no.
Don't dude have to still, ask that again.
Right? Dude's still playing ball with his dad.
All right, let's get to some of this sound. Seriously. Yeah. Garendo, Kittle. Just more Shanahan on the overall victory.
You know, you always go into a season, you expect to win them all. So you're not exactly where you want to be. But going into this game, we knew this was a big win. You know, we didn't want to be 3-5 going into the bye week, having your backs against the wall like that. Getting that win was huge, being 4-4. Not at all the record that we wanted when we set out. But when you look at our division and everything, feeling a real good spot, especially finishing it here with a win. Hopefully we can take some time off, rest a little bit. Get a couple guys back, hopefully, and come back and string some wins together here in the second half.
49ers. They're in shambles.
There it is, Steiny.
650 on the Comcast business text line. Steiny was right. The picture was clear last night because of the 4K cameras. 4K cameras. So another thing, I liked having fun at people's expense, too.
Oh.
Just get it right. That's all. Just get it right.
I watch.
Just get it right.
NBA and college football.
Oh, yeah.
And pro football.
Not with a discerning eye, you don't.
In 4K. I didn't know that's what you were describing. It sounded like you were describing HD.
No. So? No, I wasn't.
That was, you were describing
4K. So you assumed something.
You just said the picture was clear.
You assumed.
So did you, it sounds like. You didn't know it was 4K.
Yes, I did.
Then why wouldn't you say it? Because you didn't know.
Because I thought it was assumed, just like
See,
you
I
did.
See, I could be you, but I, it's just...
No, you can't.
That's too
evil. You can never be me.
I could have...
You can never be me.
I've got right
integrity.
Now, and I gave you a pass.
I've got a sense of fairness.
Do you believe
you're,
the
you're
words
not a
that
fair
come,
person.
Do you believe the words that come out of your mouth? Seriously.
Every single one.
And that's a problem.
Well,
just pay for the mug.
He thought it meant carrot.
Yeah, there's no...
Yeah, I tell you what. Try to get me to pay for that mug. I'll retire.
Oh, why are you
I
taking
swear
it
to
out
God,
on me?
I'd
you're
retire.
Showing your true colors.
Now we're going to have to deduct $7.95.
What about the mics? Your... That graveyard of microphones you
when,
have.
When
boy.
The mics fall off, they're not broken. They just need to be fixed. How about that?
I love you.
Tell Tim
I don't,
that.
That's incredible that he thinks what? It's like that's part his, of the job.
That's his job. Among a, oh. He has more...
You understand he only does it for you because he has to. It's a you you're, problem.
This is not uncommon, but you're wrong. Okay, you're wrong.
Oh, that's pretty good the way you stated it. What you got? Give us a second.
Here, let's talk about your hero, Mike McCarthy. What happened in the third quarter?
Third quarter was obviously a you know a factor in the outcome.
No.
You know, the 3-3 and outs on offense and
oh, no.
You know, the one giveaway and obviously, you know, their point and really production there. But yeah, I mean you have ebb and flows of the game. We definitely stayed in that valley way too long. So you know, we felt solid at halftime. You know, they were plus five ahead of us in the big play. You know, but, you know, Purdy, you know, making plays with his feet. And you know, in the 3-3 and outs, you know, we didn't give our defense any relief either, too. But, you know, I thought our guys did an excellent job fighting back in the fourth quarter. You know, we just needed to make, you know, probably one or two more plays, you know, particularly on it. They still have a chance to go down and win it there in the last series on offense.
Oh, God.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Keep ripping Kyle Shanahan, 49er fans.
Man, Steiny. He is, man. He's got a Super Bowl ring, though, right?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Might have been pre-HD when he got his.
Brock Purdy talked about the difference between the first half and the second half. Execution.
Definitely thought had some missed opportunities, obviously for big plays, but just completions in general in that first half, especially on third downs. And so, you know, for me, I was just being real with myself and knew that I had to be better, especially for our team, man. Defense was doing a great job in that first half. And for us, I feel like we just stalled on third downs and a lot of that was on me. So went in at the halftime, just talked about our plan for the second half. And for my mindset, it was like, I got to get back to basics and just keep things simple in my mind and still playing with conviction, but being aggressive and just trusting in my guys. And so that was the mindset, and I thought we went out and, for the most part, executed a lot better.
That was Brock Purdy, and one of the reasons maybe that Kyle Shanahan doesn't seem to take responsibility, you know, for stuff that goes wrong is because Brock takes it for
Man,
everybody.
You got to love it. 469 total yards is what they put up, Stoudy. Third down, 8-16. I don't know what it was at half, but they improved it, and the best part to me, 3-4 in the red zone. You talked about it, time of possession. Again, I'm just one of those guys rushing 223 yards to 56. You almost outgained them by 200 yards total, and yet they got the ball with a chance to go up. So obviously that was the part that, you know, you don't like. But other than that, Stoney, this game, what I understood the people leaving early.
I'm not saying it's all this guy's fault, but is it a coincidence that they were better in the red zone? And Mason,
I thought of you.
Wow. Mason didn't play a lot in the second half.
I thought of you when they were scored, like, damn. But, I mean, that's just something we'll watch, right?
Well,
what if McCaffrey comes back and all of a sudden it continues? Then there's a larger issue. Wouldn't that dispel, like...
I guarantee you,
because
once McCaffrey gets back, their
fixed.
Red zone right. will absolutely
right.
get better.
You would think that.
But I don't know that it would get better just... automatically, even if McCaffrey doesn't come back.
Hmm.
Well, there's something. There's something about Mason in the red zone. Yes, there just is. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's too much evidence to the contrary when he gets inside the red zone, especially inside the 10.
Or it could be a Kyle thing to where he looks at Mason as a certain type of back, and there is no need. I know it's going to sound ludicrous, no need for ultra creativity, Stoney. I don't know. But to put it just on him.
Nobody's putting it just on him, but certain guys are better than other guys at given things. And maybe Mason just doesn't excel down there. Maybe he's better at midfield because he waits and down in the red zone. I don't know. Maybe Guerrero hits the hole harder in the red zone or more quickly than Mason. Anybody else want to weigh in on that? Mason and Guerrero in the red zone? I mean, the numbers show that Mason's the most ineffective runner in the red zone with as many touches as he has. Guerrero got in last night, would have gotten in twice if we needed him to. So, I don't know. Does anybody else see something there with Guerrero and with Jordan Mason and maybe how their different styles impact what you can do down there? 888-957-9570. That's just one little aspect of the game last night.
Yeah. And again, this with everybody that's already out in regard to players for the Niners, Donnie, the fact that we hadn't even given it much mention, but Debo did leave the game with ribs in the fourth quarter. You got to think this bye just for him and that. We don't even know if it's serious or not, but ribs are for real. At the end of the day, I mean, he can just rest up and be the best version of himself when they take on Tampa on the 10th of November.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how you feeling after that one last night? 30-24, dominated that third quarter. The other three quarters, hey. You didn't dominate, but you got the win.
Yeah, lost the fourth.
Also, if you're just joining us, the Golden State Warriors played their home opener last night. They lost to the Clippers, and Steph Curry sustained a sprained ankle. He's going to miss tomorrow's game and Wednesday's game, both against the New Orleans Pelicans, and we'll see about the game following that, which is next Saturday against the Houston Rockets. But, you know, I said before, we knew about the injury, you know, it's probably going to be, is it going to be 2 games? Is it going to be 5 games? Is it going to be 10 games? And to me, there's a monster difference between those because the Warriors, they don't have the room for error like they've had in the past.
Oh, man.
I don't really want to see what this team can do playing 10 or 12 games in a row without Steph Curry. Man.
Let's hope we don't find out, Matt.
Obviously, they're gonna need him. 888-957-9570 is the number. The San Francisco 49ers with a must-win victory over the Dallas Cowboys. They're now 4-4, and they're where they need to be, at least after that game last night. You'd like to see them, obviously, with a better record, but 9-2-5. Mason isn't a threat in the passing game either. Like that, it does look like they're more willing to throw to Guerrero. But I'm willing to listen to anybody's explanations on
Mason's got to get healthy though too, though, Stoney.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Come back. Talk more Niners on the other side. This is not uncommon, but you're wrong.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He goes down, and that'll seal the game.
Mason just stinks in the red zone.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, now you got something in common with Dibley.
Welcome back.
We're on a commercial break. I don't have to sit here like that.
You were
sitting
calm
with you without saying a word.
Kevin came in.
Minutes.
We chopped it up.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. What's Dibs talking about?
He pulled a goo. He made a stupid bet.
Now you better be careful.
He made a big, big bad bet. He said, now barring getting fired, well, the station going under.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Right, okay.
He goes, Steiny, you'll be here in 4 years. Okay.
I'll take that.
No chance. None.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Zero. No.
I'm looking at your eyes.
I paid my dues in this business, and it's time for me to walk away very soon.
See, don't talk like
relatively
people.
Relatively soon.
Like, when I run into people, they'll be like, well, Steiny, for real? I'm like, hell nah.
I think it's safe to say I won't be in this chair in 4 years.
It's a wrap.
Evan and Goo. So you're leaving me, Steiny? Damn.
I mean, 4 years. I mean, we might not even be here in 4 years.
We've been together
since
18, baby.
Yeah. By the way,
hey,
what?
2018.
By the way, if you're just joining us, Steph Curry sprained his ankle last night. He's going to miss at least the next two games, which of course puts Draymond Green's status in doubt for the next two games. Draymond also listed as questionable.
Last Warrior game that they were in a close game and he was on the bench.
2012.
Oh my!
I don't know.
Couldn't believe it.
Steve Kerr on with the boys at 5 o'clock.
Oh, today?
Yeah, because they have a game tomorrow.
I got you.
And
what you wearing tomorrow? You got your new shirt.
You know what? I don't think I'm going, actually.
What happened?
I mean, clearly you don't have to have a lot of sports knowledge to talk on the radio about sports. So why should I go out there and try to do stuff?
I thought you were doing your Draymond impression.
Man, Steiny. It's not our fault. You got KD, HD and 4K mixed up.
I want you to do me a favor.
I'm not. I'm saying no already.
You know,
it's
going to be something profane.
You're trying to get fired, aren't you? Go ahead. Say, lay it on.
Like they have the guts to do that. I dare them. I dare all the executives to even think about it.
You are just, oh man. If you really were like this, it would be, would be a cold dude.
Let's put the rat on the table.
You're a poodle, man.
I was going to say management here or something. But I'm done just discussing sports.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah. Joke's over.
Yes.
All right.
I get a call from you late night. Hey, Goo. They called me.
What? What are they going to? What?
Yeah, hey, Goo. Yeah. No, because you always
have
joke
fun with Evan
that they've done it before. You don't want that to happen.
Done what before?
Got rid of you.
But that's when I deserved it. I deserve a raise now.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
All right. I do want to get into your guy Trayvon Diggs.
Buster. Go ahead.
So it's just kind of fun. Yeah. I don't know if it's
but
fun.
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I caught myself. Yeah. Trayvon Diggs was involved in a play with Deebo Samuel. And somebody put, and here we go again.
Yeah.
Do you notice something? It always starts with this crap on Twitter.
Well, how does he find it?
Because he likes a cesspool too, apparently. So somebody tweeted out, what was Diggs doing on this play? And then one of the Dallas media members retweeted it. And right after the game, Trayvon Diggs went up to the Dallas reporter in question and had this to say.
How that whole play after you took from that, you don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing me, bro.
Just asking a question, Trayvon. I mean, I'm happy to have you answer the question.
Question. How that whole play, that's what you took from that? That's what you got from that? That whole play, that's what you got from that?
I'm asking.
We can talk about it more. What were you doing there?
This whole Snoop talk about this. Like, that's such a bad look.
And for the weasel or for Trayvon Diggs?
For Trayvon Diggs.
No, it is not.
Stoney, come on, man. You just lost to a team you can't beat. Yeah, hold on real quick. You 3-4, and you may think that, and you're right, the dude don't know what you know.
Well, I mean.
But is that what you hadn't even made it to the locker room, and you gonna double back on what your brother or your girlfriend or your wife or baby mama text you? So you gonna go at him. You can't stop the team in red and gold. Okay. So you're gonna go at the dude. That is just, that's what's wrong with their culture.
That's what's wrong with Twitter. And the crap that's on there. And honestly,
you can still ignore it, though, Steiny.
Honestly, he was doing great until he said you can't. All he had to say was, that's really what you took from that play. Saying, what was I doing on that play?
Right. But right then, what about the timing, Steiny?
So what?
He hadn't even got to the locker room.
Hey, you know what? Weasel wants to do that. Weasel gets accosted. And here's the other thing. I'm happy to talk to you about it. I'm happy to answer it now.
They showed him that like he would have loved
to. Shut up.
But as a pro athlete, Stoney, I just got a problem with, man.
Yeah, what? They're doing it more and more and more because it's getting more and more out of hand.
I guess my question to you is, how did he get alerted that fast from walking to the field?
Steph Curry reads Twitter at halftime. Well, we know that.
There it is. You got
like we know that stuff.
Oh, wow.
No, it was a cheap shot because I saw the tweet. Like, what in the world is he doing here? It's like, it's football, man.
Well, Stoney, the right on the table here. And this is last year's, 2 years ago playoff game where George Kittle went over the middle and Diggs he made a business decision and he could have separated Kittle from the ball. And it was a big play in that playoff win that the Niners got in 2022. And I think that's what triggered Diggs, Donnie, because it looked like he wasn't even trying. But I guess you saying Steph, and he's not the only one they read this stuff.
Draymond? I mean, come on. They all do it.
So what do you I got to say something.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say something, too. I'm going to read a text. Okay.
But the guy saying, do you want to talk after being confronted by Diggs?
Man, he's a weasel.
I don't think he was looking for clicks, though.
Yes, he was. That guy was a weasel.
But, Stoney, had Diggs not even said anything about it, it wouldn't have popped off.
You're right. It wouldn't have.
So the dude wasn't being thirsty. He just put the tweet out and retweeted it.
Right, the guy wasn't being thirsty. He could think, he just thought, just put this out there and nobody will care. And what he found out was the guy who he wrote it about cared and saw it. And sometimes that's our problem, mine included. Like when I say, Trayvon stinks. You know?
And somebody takes that.
And Mike goes, no, you stink.
All right.
Steiny, I will take this bet.
What
you're more likely to be here in 4 years than Goo is on Thursday.
Like that? Come on. Even you didn't laugh.
Oh, I laughed.
No, please. And I'm out on a funeral for tomorrow, so please start the show or let them know where I'm at. Tell Evan.
Ask Evan to do that.
He'll take care
of it. Ask Evan to do that.
Nah. Hey, welcome to Steiny and Goo.
That wasn't a bad look. Guru throws every cowboy under the bus.
They deserve to be driven. I'd get everybody out of there.
Yeah.
Hire me, Jerry.
Yeah, okay.
I'll light a fire under somebody's ass. I'll tell them how bad they are. You think I'm playing.
I am.
I'm tired of this crap.
You are playing.
And you want to go at a reporter, but won't do diddly squat to the Niners on the field. Kittle got a buck 26, and everybody's hurt. And you want to go at the little baby reporter. You should be ashamed of yourself, Diggs. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. That's what cloth I come from.
What is that cloth?
Denzel on Pelican Bay and trading day. Like, that's
You've never even stuff. Been to Pelican Bay. You've never been to Pelican Bay.
I've been to Alcatraz. That was out of a...
is a non-functioning prison right now.
I was doing the Denzel.
It's a tourist attraction.
You'll
it's
be
not...
on the shoe program.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stoney, come on, man. Real ones will tell Diggs.
I am so sick of you talking like this when you're really deep down like... You're like Mill. You're meek. How about that?
That's a four, isn't it? That's a 0.9.
And Evan didn't hear it. It was my best line of the week.
But listen, you don't like bullies. You try to bully me, but you don't like bullies. That's what Diggs was doing to the reporter.
I don't think he was. I think that's like confronting the guy and being like, you're a jerk, man.
Okay, I'll give you this, and we're being real. Is that the form to confront him? Like you talked about you and Chris Mullin back in the day. Take it to the side and chop it up.
They were in the locker room. They were outside the locker room.
And that's why I think Diggs was out of pocket.
He was going into the locker room.
Well,
Talk to me.
The way that the opposing locker room is set up, the player actually has to come out in order to see the media before they're allowed in because they'd break down the team and do all the rest before the media gets in. So in order for Diggs to approach the reporter in that specific spot, he would have had to exit the locker room specifically to look for him.
The player would have had to exit
the locker room to look for the writer.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with, like, the cameras only caught him because it was an iPhone. Yeah.
Well, it went viral.
Yeah, I don't.
Was the camera in HD?
Oh boy, that's just too good.
Oh yeah, you guys are so gutsy today. Gutsy. Somebody, some knucklehead here with Guru. Did you see the Dwayne Wade statue? Go ahead, have fun.
Okay,
yeah.
Next question.
Make fun of some more people. Make fun of a sculptor.
I'm not making fun. I'm making fun of the people that pour the cement.
You know what? You have no appreciation for art. Go ahead though.
You need to call the Hall of Fame. They get it right. I don't know who the statue is of Dwayne Wade that the Miami Heat unveiled yesterday. Stoney, this thing is going viral because it's ugly.
It looks nothing
like Dwayne Wade. And the Miami Heat have billions. Come on, Pat, get it right. And even
he doesn't own the team.
Evan, who did you say the dude looks like, the statue looks like?
Thanos.
I don't know who that is.
Just go Google it and then look at the statue.
Thanos, Stoney, a superhero, villain.
F-A-N-O-S?
No, T-H-A-N-O-S. Oh,
well, Thanos.
Anyway, Stoney, you laughed when I showed you.
That does not look like Thanos. He does not have those lines on his chin.
It's horrible, though. It's almost worse than the Allen Iverson. Get it right. These dudes get all excited, can't sleep. Hey, kids, Daddy's got a statue. Let's go look. Who is that? Uncle Ben.
You ready for me to surprise you here? You know, sometimes you go, just when I think I knew you.
Where are you going?
Get off Tyreek Stevenson. The Bears defensive back who was taunting the crowd while the play was going on. Okay.
This is shocking right now.
Yes,
I don't know you.
He was taunting the crowd.
Okay.
As the play was unfolding. But by the time that pass got there, he was back in position.
He's the one that batted it up.
Exactly.
And batted down.
So he was multitasking.
Stop. He issued an apology.
I know he did.
That is the most craziest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Boy.
Hold on. Let's hear that one. That was incredible.
Yeah, it was.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Browns! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Oh, man.
Commanders end up winning that game. They're Eberflus, the coach of the Bears, getting criticized, not necessarily for the last play, for the play before the last play. They gave up like a 12-yard pass to get him from like the, I don't know, 20 to 30
That's
or 20 to the 35.
One, that's a hard way to
that
lose.
That happens.
Yeah. So I'm saying the D-Wade statue looks like Morpheus from the Matrix.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, boy. You've never seen the Matrix?
Never. No clue. Is that Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, and
that's the only thing
Fishburne.
I know about.
You would love it.
Fishburne. Poor man's Denzel. Please.
Well, he had acne. But anyway, he's a great actor. He ain't Denzel, but he's a great actor.
Yeah. What do we got?
Did you guys see the way that the Ravens lost?
I was watching the end. What part in particular?
So, Jameis Winston threw the game go-ahead touchdown, right, with like 90 seconds left?
What happened before?
Kyle Hamilton got hit in the chest with a Jameis Winston pass, dropped the ball.
Steiny, right, like...
Was that for a touchdown?
No, like he would have picked it, and the next play...
For an interception.
Yeah.
Next play, wop up top.
Well, you see, more. You know, the 49ers apparently aren't the only ones that drop interceptions. Because, you know, it happens one time a game with Purdy in the opposition.
Steiny, this one was right in a bread basket.
I mean, Fred Warner should have had that one last night.
I don't know how he did. Two
and if he would have just not even tried, Lenore was going to...
Right. That's when I was like, oh, boy, they're going to get a... Man.
Oh, boy, what?
I said, oh, boy, that's going to enable... We'll be talking about that if they don't stop them. But they stopped them.
The 49ers.
Yeah. The 49ers. You okay?
What do you care?
I care about you, bud.
Well, I don't need your care.
But I don't like when you take your toys and go home. And you got that attitude right now.
I can't do that.
He broke his toy.
This isn't a pickup basketball
Evan
game.
Evan said you broke
it's a profession.
Your toy.
It's a profession. I'm not like you. Just when you F up a pickup game, I can't just walk off like I would when you do that. I have to finish the job.
And I've never done that
in
my life.
Have.
Please.
You've ruined... You take pride in it. You take
pride in
ruining pickup games. You say you cheat. You try. You've acknowledged that you try to cheat. That's all.
If it's 6-4, I'll say it's 6-5.
Exactly, and that's who you are.
No, but they'll catch me.
No, that's who you are.
What if I catch you slipping?
Exactly. And you think that's funny, and most people don't, but we go ha-ha because it's goo.
You don't have the ha-ha.
I got 25 minutes to turn you on your ear right now.
No, we got the guys coming in.
Please. And I'm going to get them to help me. By the way, Dibs is hurt.
How?
Sprained his wrist. He was supposed to play golf with us tomorrow. Yesterday.
How did...
You can ask him. Really? I've heard it 7 times already.
Did he fall?
Yeah, just
How
ask
do you
him.
Sprain a wrist?
Just ask him. Let me tell you. Every guy he's ever played golf with knows that he hurt his wrist. All right, anybody he's ever known from the old neighborhood, they now know he's hurt his wrist.
I got to ask Willard about a tweet I saw late last night. It was 1 in the morning because I was watching the Warriors... Because I hid from everybody, and then I saw this tweet, and it stayed with me. I'll bring it up.
Well, bring it up now, because they're not listening.
This is what he tweeted. So Cowboys were up 10-6, right? Okay. And I'm learning more about Willard through his Twitter, too, though, Snotty, because I love him. This second half better look a lot better. Like, a lot better. Alarms are set for 8:45 p.m., and they are going off if they don't get it together. And my only question to the great Willard is, do you even feel good that they got it together? Because this sounds like you still got concern. So I'll throw that to him.
Yeah. Well, that'll
hold him. I disappointed you, huh?
What's new? It's just a Monday.
I'm scared of Willard.
It's just Monday.
Hey, did you drive? I need a ride.
You got 3 more days this week to do it to me.
Well, I'm out to...
Exactly.
Wow. Please say I'm going to a funeral tomorrow.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Hey, I'll fight. See, Evan got my back. Oh, man.
Did you feel bad that Ricky Pearsall got shot?
It went right through. By the way, I've never seen the footage. They showed the footage of the first responders last night.
I almost got... They showed that on the board.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
Dude, is that incredible?
And then, of course, he had the two first responders out to a game earlier this year.
We would be friends for life. Is that awesome? Wow.
Well...
No, seriously.
Yeah, it was fine.
I had a friend collapse during a pickup game. Seriously, collapsed.
Right.
Found out he had a heart issue. And the young lady or the paramedics that came and got him from the 24-hour fitness, Donnie, he still stays in contact with. Just saying. And what if that person were having a bad day or they were late, tried to resuscitate him like 5 times, they did it 7, but what if they would have stopped at 6?
You say...
That's all. That's a true story.
Yeah, okay. Well, you seem to be so into it, and yet you don't even know it's First Responders Day today. Did you?
My brother was a first responder.
And you didn't even know.
30 years.
So for 30 years, you didn't even know he was a first responder.
What are you
talking about? Way to get to know your brother.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, no.
I came in here and said it was First Responder Day. First thing I damn near said.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
Oh.
I'm in a good mood.
Steiny, why is the reporter a weasel? I could look at him. I made a judgment off his physical appearance.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. We got... There's some. You good?
Yeah.
Freddie Warner. How's the bye going to help?
Yeah, no, the bye will help me tremendously. You know,
what about the
every
team?
Week, be banging it up and finding a way to recover good enough to play the next week. And that's just how the NFL is, man. It's rare that you can just be healthy all the way through. You know, that's just what it is. Like, I'm looking at guys out there giving it their all who are banged up. You talk about George Kittle is the truest form of that, man. He just banged up every week, it seems like, and he still goes out there and balls out. So everybody's banged up, man. There's no excuse for not playing at the highest level, regardless of whatever you're going through.
Fred Warner.
Yeah.
He was good again last night, I thought.
I wonder, Steiny,
seems to be on the screen all the time.
I'm wondering how close he is to DPOY, Fred Warner. Like, obviously, they got to have the team success, but right now, 4-4, I know he's been hampered by one wheel, but Steiny, he's out there, man. Listening to Collinsworth and Tirico just talk about him.
You would never do that to anybody else.
I would never do that.
Make a point to say, well, he's out there on one wheel. He looked pretty damn healthy to me.
But the Chief game, he was, and he said as much. And I know excuses.
No, he
said he was coming.
He said no excuses.
Well,
he said the opposite.
Oh boy! I'll let you have your 15 seconds.
We'll get 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes. Dominic Lenore, great interception. Let's hear more from Nick Bosa on that defensive secondary.
What can you say about his ascension?
I mean, he's unbelievable. He's a bit of an airhead. He's just gotten so much better. He's one of my favorite players that I've ever played with. Just such a dog. And you need guys like that in the back end who aren't afraid to come in and play the run. And then he makes huge plays. He could cover anybody. And he's very unselfish. They ask him to do a lot of different things. He could be a lockdown outside corner in this league, and they ask him to play inside, and he never wavers. And I think he's gotten a little smarter about that stuff. You can't be giving people 15 yards, so I love him.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, my God. That sounds like one of your compliments.
What did I say, DeAndre?
You call him Dominic.
Stick it a pony.
There you go. Who's been playing is that?
I know his name is Diamador because I was the guy that said if he had gone to Vanderbilt, they could call him Diamador the Commodore.
You don't owe us an explanation.
I don't need you to tell me whether I do or not.
But it feels like he's not. Hey, my God. It's like confessions. Dude, relax. We know.
You know what?
What about Jameis Winston? Dude, that was special. Thanking the Lord. And then he thanked the Lord again. You got this.
I like guys who thank the Lord after a pick six.
Well, why would you thank him then?
Because you should be thankful for the opportunity first and foremost. It's like...
Not that many Tim Tebow's running around, Steiny.
Praise God when it's not always going your way.
Now, you stole that from me. I said that to Sal this morning on KTVU. You know, Sal, I swear,
How hard up do you think I am that I would steal anything from you?
Oh, you still.
Seriously. Hey, I didn't got to go.
Nothing burger.
Pot.
Please.
That was sponsored by Safeway.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.